passage of scripture. I was reading something the other day, and in John 11, you know, the Bible says the shortest verse in the Bible is in John 11. It says Jesus wept. And you know, you wonder, why did Jesus weep? He was about to raise Lazarus from the dead. He knew what he was about to do. But why did Jesus weep? We often pondered that, but I believe this evening is to tell us that it's okay for us to weep sometimes. He missed Lazarus. And the Bible said that when they sent to Jesus, it was for him who Lazarus loveth. And so this evening, as we look into the Word of the Lord, I'm going to look in Psalms 85 for just a minute. It's a very brief time. Nessie told me I could have 5 minutes. I may get just a few more, okay? But I'm not going to take very long. But a very familiar verse of Scripture. I know that most of you at least heard the verse and probably heard sermons on the verse. I want to look at it for just a moment tonight. When the psalmist said in verse 6, "Will thou not revive us again, that thy people may rejoice in thee?" Father, thank you this evening. We have this opportunity, and we can come and thank you for the privilege of prayer, that we can bring our burdens and our cares and our concerns to thy throne. We thank you tonight for the Spirit of God, which ministers to our spirit and gives us comfort and confidence tonight, dear Lord. We thank you tonight for Jesus, which died for our sins, tonight we might have a life and life eternal. We ask you tonight, dear Lord, now as we look into your word, you bless your word. Let the Holy Spirit take it and use it in our lives, in Jesus' name. Amen. The psalmist here is talking about something a lot of people are talking about today. I have had the question asked at least twice in the last couple of weeks about, will America or can our country experience a nationwide revival? And I thought about that question for a long time. And my answer tonight is I doubt it. I'm not saying that to be a pessimistic old fogey, but the Bible teaches us, and I believe that if we study prophecy, and I do believe that the return of Christ is approaching even closer day by day, that evil men and seducers are going to wax worse and worse. But then I want to qualify that by saying as what we're really, and what the psalmist is asking here for tonight, we can have. That's the question tonight, because you see, he's not talking here about a sweeping spiritual crusade across a country, but he's talking about a revival that takes place in each of our hearts. And tonight, that can happen tonight. The Lord can revive his work within each of us tonight. And that's what the psalmist tells us. He tells us, first of all, where it has to come from. Will thou not revive us again? You know, we can look around tonight, and there's a lot of great motivational speakers. There's a lot of emotional people tonight. There's a lot of people that can stir people up emotionally. A lot of things can happen in people's lives that stir them tonight. But only the Lord tonight can really stir your heart in a real way tonight. Only the Lord tonight can bring a revival within your own heart tonight. And only the Lord tonight can do in your heart what needs to be done. I can tell you the scriptures this evening. I can pray with you. I tonight can do many things for you. But only the Lord tonight can revive your spirit tonight. And only the Lord can lift up your spirit and revive it and put it back where it needs to be this evening. I'm afraid we're living in a time when many people need that revival. I know many times in my own life I need to be revived. I need the Lord to speak into my heart and revive my spirit and lift me up tonight that I might be what he needs me to be in this day and age. I thought about when the Lord Jesus came into this world, and he came tonight into a world that was filled with religious deception. It was a very religious world in which Jesus was born this evening. You read about the Sadducees and the Pharisees and all of the Jewish tradition into which Jesus was born, and It was a very traditional, very religious society. But they had grown cold on God. They had moved away from the real purpose of God in their nation. They were tonight away from the Lord, as Jesus said that they were. They spoke to Him with their lips, but they were far from Him in their heart. That's the kind of world Jesus came in tonight. He came into a time of great political corruption. You study the history of the time, and of course the Romans were in power, and that time it was a corruptible system. You bought, and the highest thing went to the biggest guy, you know. Whoever could buy the most tonight would come out the winner this evening. And it was political corruption. It was a time this evening of religious deception. Also a time tonight when there was a lot of economic problems, if you read through the Scripture tonight. Jesus came into that world tonight, and you know, that's the kind of world we kind of live in tonight. We live in a time of religious deception. We have a lot of people tonight who are very religious, tonight who are preaching many kinds of doctrine, yet tonight the world is not getting any better. The world tonight is not finding a new life in Christ. And so this evening we know that there's a lot of religious deception going on in our world. And certainly not, there's a great deal of political corruption. I don't think we could, I'm not going to deal with that. I want to give you one quote I happened to hear this morning, and I thought it was very good. Winston Churchill said, "A nation trying to tax its way into prosperity was like a man standing in a bucket trying to get out by picking up the handle." And that's kind of where we are in our nation tonight, but it's a total system of political corruption tonight. And, of course, we have a great economic problems in our country tonight. We have economic problems around the world tonight. And so that's the kind of world Jesus came in. That's the kind of the world we're in tonight. And we tonight have to be, I think, like Jesus. Now, we're not Jesus. Don't misunderstand that. But tonight, we need to have the same type of attitude that Jesus had. The Bible said, "Let this mind be in you, which was also in Christ Jesus." And tonight, we find that Jesus came into this world as a warm and caring Savior, as a person who loved everyone. As Crystal sang the song a moment ago, "Who am I?" Now you think about that. Who am I? Who am I? That God would give His only Son for me. When Kevin read the passage in Isaiah this morning about His visage being so marred, if you study that passage of Scripture and you begin to study the times, that literally means that you couldn't even tell Jesus was a man. He had been beaten into agony so much. All of the pictures that we see painted portraying Him on the cross do a gross injustice to Him in a lot of ways tonight, ladies and gentlemen. He was beaten tonight to a bloody pulp. He tonight was beaten and He hung there in agony and pain. And who am I that Jesus would have done that for? But that's who He came into the world tonight, for you and I. He came, the Bible said, Jesus so loved the world. You know, that's the kind of attitude we have to have tonight as we look around our world tonight. Sure, it's religious deception. Sure, tonight there's political corruption and economic problems and many other things we could talk about. But our reality tonight, we need to have that Jesus spirit revived into us tonight, that we love the world through Jesus Christ tonight. That tonight we love as Jesus loved. You say, that's hard to do. Amen. I'm not saying it's not hard to do. I'm not saying that in all ways can do it. But if we have that attitude tonight and we reach out and we show people love and concern tonight, I believe tonight that it'll warm our hearts if nothing else. You know, Jesus also had a great courageous spirit. He never wavered. That's another problem. We can't tonight take the love of God. We can't take His warm and loving spirit as He came into the world to save sinners and then negate everything else that's in the Scripture. Jesus was very courageous when He came into the world. He told those people who were religious deceivers that they had made His Father's house a den of thieves. A den of thieves. And you think about that. As I you know, you look around tonight, and we can say things and people will get all upset and they'll kind of get out of kilter tonight, and we have this thing called political correctness, and we're supposed to always speak correctly. Well, Jesus wasn't always politically correct, was he? He said that you took my Father's house and made it a den of thieves. Every once in a while, I want to tell some folks that tonight. Yeah. And Jesus never wavered. He always stood. He said, I didn't come into the world to condemn the world. And everybody could say, boy, hallelujah. But he said, because the world's already condemned. You see, tonight we have to tell people about the love of Christ. And the reason Christ Jesus came in tonight is because that we are sinners. And we have to preach the unadulterated gospel of the Lord Jesus to them tonight. Jesus was a very courageous individual. You know, we sometimes study that passage where Jesus said that he was meek and lowly in heart, and he was very humble tonight. He was a very meek individual in some ways. But tonight he was very courageous. Never mistake tonight meekness for weakness. Jesus was courageous, and he stood upon the Word of God. And he always proclaimed the Word of God. And then Jesus was a great man of prayer. You know, we need to pray more. I need to pray more. I read something the other day, and the more I read that, I went back and read it three times. I was reading about a man by the name of Samuel Chadwick, who was a Methodist preacher in England back in the 1700s, I believe, 16 or 1700s. And as I was reading something about his life that Warren Wiersbe had written, they talked about how that he went to this particular church and he was ministering there. And he was trying to see the fruit of God. He was preaching the gospel. And suddenly, one day, a man walked down the aisle of the church. And they called him Burly Bob because he had been in every kind of sin that you could think of tonight. If there was a crime committed, that was the first man the police went to see about, was Burly Bob. Burly Bob got converted, turned to the Lord Jesus Christ, and became a staunch and loyal and faithful disciple of the Lord tonight. Later, Samuel Chadwick said that when he went to that city and he looked into that city, he knew that something needed to be done. As he was reading in John 11, as I told you about a moment ago, he read about Lazarus and how that Jesus resurrected Lazarus from the dead. That after the resurrection of Lazarus, that people came from miles around to see Lazarus. And they became disciples of the Lord. Well, he said, I began to pray, God, give me a Lazarus. And he said, from that day forward, every church that I went to, every church I pastored after that, I prayed, God, give me a Lazarus. That God can touch that person's life. And when God touches that person's life, it becomes a light tonight to shine in the darkness. Right? We need to pray more. We need to pray sometime maybe God send us a Lazarus. But God tonight would work in people's hearts. But most of all, we need to pray that God work in our hearts. You see, sometimes my heart grows cold and distant to God. To be fair with you, I think tonight, most of the time, in most instances, I'm too much self-centered instead of Christ-centered. I didn't say you, I said me. You know, I get pretty self-centered sometimes. I can even be selfish at times. Oh, not you, oh, yes. I become self-centered. I worry about my own comfort, my own problem. What I really need to be is Christ-centered tonight and lift up the Lord Jesus Christ. We sang a moment ago, and I got a few tears tonight because it's been kind of a rough week, and not just one way, but I missed my baby girl this week pretty bad. And I got to thinking, when we've been there 10 million years, brother, ain't got any less time then, have I? And you know, it was the amazing grace of God through Jesus Christ, our Savior, that makes all of that possible to see. What a Savior we have tonight. What a victory we have in Jesus. So tonight, the psalmist said, Lord, would you revive us again? In the last part of it, he said, that thy people might rejoice in thee. But we need some rejoicing sometime too. I'm glad we can rejoice. I'm glad we can be on the sunny side at times. Amen. Good to be on the sunny side. Well, tonight, let's pray that God will tonight work in our hearts. Let's pray tonight we'll have that loving spirit that Jesus exhibited. We'll have that courageous spirit that tonight we're not going to compromise the gospel. We're not going to step back and say, well, you know, just to rule a crowd and deceive people into stepping into eternity without Christ, we're going to water down the gospel. Well, let us be courageous tonight and stand for the Lord. And let us pray every day that God will use us in a mighty way in His service this evening. All right, Brother Ruthie and Barbara, come. Heavenly Father, we thank You tonight that You allowed us this time to come. Father, thank You for giving me this opportunity to speak and testify on Your behalf. Lord, for everything that You do here this evening, I pray, dear God, that Jesus Christ will be lifted up, Your grace will be magnified, Your mercy will be exhibited. And Father, most of all, I pray tonight that let our light tonight shine before men that they might see the Lord Jesus Christ. In His name I pray. Amen.